Hello and welcome to Sidelines, an inside look at Cornell Athletics. I'm David Keating. And joining me today, we have Tom Howley, who's Cornell's strength and conditioning coach. Welcome, Tom.
Thank you, David.
So I want to start out, take me through a typical day here, what you do with the athletes on a daily basis.
Typically, the days start very early in the morning, sometimes as early as 6 a.m. And we would typically schedule one or two off-season teams in the morning before classes start. So we would get in early in the morning, get set up, get ready to go, and then we would train either one or two teams before that 9 o'clock hour when classes typically begin here at Cornell. And then throughout the course of the day, what we do is something that's a little bit unique from other schools in that we train our in-season teams, so the teams that are in season during that particular period, we train them together as a group. So we have four of those times throughout the course of the day when the athletes can choose to come in prior to practice to get their training session in. And then in the afternoon, starting at about 3:30 or 4 o'clock, then the off-season teams would again come in, and we would typically do our strength training, our speed training, our conditioning with those teams in a little bit longer session. So we have a little bit more time to focus on the off-season teams during those afternoon hours, whereas the in-season groups, typically the workouts are 45 to 50 minutes in length.
Okay, so you're looking at a lot of different teams, you know, most of the teams here on campus. How do you go about creating different plans for different sports that work different muscles? How do all these different teams get different plans?
Sure. Well, typically we would start by meeting with the coaches, just finding out what their vision is for that particular sport. So what their vision is in terms of the type of the style that they hope to play offensively, defensively, where they would like to see their athletes once the season rolls around, and what they would like to see in terms of time commitment, in terms of intensity, maybe specific exercises or certain drills that they would like to see incorporated in the program. So it starts there. And then we would sit back and develop typically a semester-long plan. So we spend, that's actually what we're doing at this time of year, is preparing for the spring semester, meeting with coaches, watching videotape with certain coaches to learn different techniques, put that plan together, and then we would have to look at the calendar to see how many days a week we're going to train, how long the session's going to last, do they have a non-traditional season coming up. So all of that would be put into the formula, and then we would start to develop a specific plan for that team.
So you mentioned that, you know, athletes are going to come in here as a freshman.
Sure.
What do you find yourself saying to them as freshmen compared to what you might be saying to juniors or seniors, kids that have been around the program and your staff for a couple of years?
Sure. The first thing that we hope to instill in them is the Cornell way of training, because we feel that the way we train is very specific. It's a little bit unique. It may be different from what they're used to. It's an intense style. It's up-tempo. It's focused, and we place a lot of demands on our athletes during the course of the training session. So it's much like a coach would handle a practice. Everything is laid out, everything's disciplined, and when we go, it's pretty fast-paced. And typically, incoming freshmen aren't used to that tempo. They're not used to training with the amount of volume and the amount of intensity that we typically demand. So we tell kids on their recruiting trip, you're going to do twice as much work in half the time, so get ready for it. So we warn them on the recruiting visit before they even get here. But even with that warning, it's still a shock to the system. But after two or three weeks, they typically figure it out, and they fit in pretty well with the upperclassmen.
Now, you mentioned a lot of the work, you know, twice the work, half the time. I've talked to a bunch of coaches and players here on this program, and a lot of them have pointed to you and your staff as reasons for their successes and improvement. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think part of it is the fact that athletes are typically around our staff as much, if not more so, than they are with their sport coaches. So, for example, spending, you know, 6 hours per week with us during the off season, in addition to those 45 to 50 minute sessions at least twice a week in season, they have a lot of exposure to us. And hopefully we have had an impact on both the physical and the psychological aspects of their game, and hopefully we can contribute. Our staff, we feel like we're just part of the team. And we do our job, and the coaches are expected to do their jobs in terms of teaching, in terms of recruiting. The athletes are expected to do their jobs in terms of performance. And we just sort of put it all together, and it really creates a unique, fun, exciting atmosphere.
So you talk about that team atmosphere a little bit. I want to ask you, what does it feel like to be part of some of these successful teams over the past few years, and especially some of those teams that maybe when you first got here or traditionally here at Cornell, haven't been all that successful. What is it like to see a team go from the bottom to the top?
That to me is one of the more exciting elements of my job, is to be able to see the transformation of a team, both physically and psychologically. And I've had the opportunity to do that on several occasions since I've been here at Cornell. One team that just comes to mind is our volleyball program. When I first got here, we were good, not great, weren't able to compete for championships, but over the course of time, with recruiting, with more intense training, they built themselves into a program that we feel can hopefully compete for a championship year in and year out. And it's just an exciting, fun thing to see and experience.
Now, another way where you sort of see transformation of kids, not just the teams, but actual players. And I want to talk about just one player in particular.
Sure.
Kevin Booth arrives here on campus as a freshman, weighing just about 400 pounds. And he leaves here as an NFL draft pick. How does a kid like that do that? How do you help him realize that potential? And how rewarding is that to see as a coach?
Sure. Well, you know, it really was an amazing transformation, and a lot of it was just sheer hard work. That's one thing that Kevin Booth has is a work ethic. He's got a motor. He's intense. He's focused. He's an intelligent kid, and all I did was just present some different workout plans to him. We were able to connect him with a nutritionist early on. He took that information, and he bought into it. And I think it was just Kevin's intrinsic motivation, his work ethic, his mental toughness that enabled him to transform his body. And it really is one of the great success stories since I've been here at Cornell. And it really goes to show what hard work can do if you're willing to pay the price and willing to go the extra mile.
That's really great and inspiring to hear. Can you tell us a little bit about the weight training facilities and how they've changed over your 15 years here and how that's helped you do your job?
Sure. When I first got here, the only training facility available on campus was the Teagle Hall facility, which I think is about 1,500 to 2,000 square feet, which we shared with the general student population. And that was difficult because there were certain times of the day when the facility was open just to athletes, other times in the day when it was open to physical education classes, just recreational users, whoever wanted to come in there. And that was challenging. But the athletic director at the time, Charlie Moore, was able to successfully raise the funding for the Friedman Strength and Conditioning Center, which is an 8,000 square foot facility, which has really enabled us to spread out. It enables us to handle multiple teams at one time and has really helped to forge the strength and conditioning program, I think, over the course of the last 12 to 15 years.
Now, I want to get you out of here on this. You have a unique perspective, having worked with basically the entire athletic department, all different teams and different athletes throughout your time. What has stuck with you over the last 15 years about what has changed within the program? Not necessarily physically in terms of the Friedman Center or other facilities on campus.
Sure.
But the department as a whole.
Well, I think a lot of it goes back to the leadership of Andy Noel. He has just been, he's just done a fantastic job as the CEO, as the athletic director of this particular department. And I think a lot of the coaches that have been hired are a direct reflection of his enthusiasm, of his desire to win, his desire to be successful, and his willingness to do whatever it takes to put those coaches and those programs in a position to be successful. So I really think it starts with him. And he's done a great job of hiring incredibly talented coaches who are determined, who are focused, who are willing to do what they need to do in terms of recruiting, in terms of training, in terms of overall development, to do what it takes to put our programs in a position to be successful. So to me, it's really about the people. You know, mm-hmm. that has really what has made our program so successful over the course of the last several years.
Well, that's really great to hear. I want to thank you for coming by. We really appreciate you taking the time out of your day. We know you probably have teams waiting for you back in the training facility, and that's really good to hear.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
I appreciate that.
Thank you. Thanks so much for watching Sidelines. Tune in next week. Let's go Reds.